So you want nations to also vote for you. How do you possibly do that, given the background and the friction between your party and Sinn Féin?
Well, I think what people need to realise is we have the potential to get representation at Westminster. No matter how much people say that Westminster doesn't matter so much, the reality of it is it does, and we have the opportunity to have a representative in Westminster making their vote count, negotiating with government, and we could have a huge say within who's the next government. So what I want to do is make sure that those people out there have that choice and that they have the opportunity to do that. And irrespective of whether they come from a nationalist persuasion or a unionist persuasion, I'm more than happy to represent them.
But you made an appeal specifically to nationalists. How do you get nationalists? How do you get Catholics to vote for you, given some of the things that you've said before, like things about the Irish language, remarks about GAA, the remarks that were made at the election results in 2011? How do you appeal to those people?
Well, they should vote to get representation. They should vote to get their voice heard. And I think that's a reality. Look, I don't agree with everything maybe of people that I voted for in the past. But the reality of it is you weigh everything up. And do the positives outweigh the negatives? And the positives are that those people can have their voice heard in Westminster. They can have their vote count in Westminster. Whereas at the moment it's not. So I'm appealing to those people to just think that through.